Blog Talk Radio.
Please make that shot again. 5,000, you can't make it again.
I'm gonna take you a little 5,000, man.
Hold on to you, man.
Penny pinching the game, man. No, he fucks me up, man. You always trying to save your dough and shit, B.
So you wanna be a gangster?
Yo, Bishop!
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome again to another episode of the Tiebreaker Radio Show. We live. We in charge. Getting ready for epic NBA Finals. Without further ado, let's see who's on the lines. 6541. Ha. You're live.
Yo, what's up? What up? It's Tay, sports analyst, ESPN, unofficial. Let's go.
So you're the only one on time now. What's happening, man? You on your way to the, where you watching the game at tonight?
Oh, no, I'm going to catch it at home, man. I was going to hit up a party, but that plan changed, so we're going to catch it at home tonight.
Man, Father's Day, spending with the children. Me too, man. I'm about to relax, getting a special meal made for me. Happy Father's Day to you, my brother.
Thank you, my brother. Same to you, man.
All right. My man Ryan, 5975, Mr. 330, what's up?
Just want to say, you know, happy Father's Day to all the real fathers, you know, out there. All right. I do a good job, and then all the ones who are fathers, and I'm the stepdaddy on the side that slide in. I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? Making my job easier. You know what I'm saying? Just want to get a shout out one time.
Happy non-Father's Day to you, my brother. All right, 6011. That's big MH. What's happening, man? The line is open.
Hello. It's all popping very well. I'm happy to be here. You know. All righty. That's it.
We got a special episode today. I went ahead and made a change, man. This is going to be an hour episode. So we got a special free trial. So let's make it happen, man. First topic since we got all three of y'all in here. Let's go in on the thing leading up to it. Game 7 tonight, exactly 1 hour. Game 6 was epic, man. I told y'all Kyrie Irving was going to be the catalyst, so you got to give the man LeBron James his props. He's been doing this thing all finals. You know, it's no question he's been the MVP no matter what the outcome of this game. However, first topic we want to talk about, who brought it up as a topic first? Was it Tay or was it you, Ryan?
Which one?
Aisha Curry.
I had proposed it, but Tay, I think Tay had told me he had made a status about it. So Tay,
yeah, because you really knew a little bit. Y'all went in on it already on Facebook talking about it. You know a little bit more about it. Tell me what exactly was, you know what I'm saying, what's going on. I know she was there at Game 6 in Cleveland, so she tweeted that it was rigged like everybody else was saying about the NBA.
Yeah, basically, you know, after Steph had got fouled out, a tweet popped up about her saying that, you know, it's rigged and whatnot. And then, you know, after that, of course, she deleted the tweet, and then she had put up some other tweets talking about, you know, how basically she was just having a real frustrating night because she felt like her father was basically profiled and you know, other stuff, and the bus being delayed before the game and what she thought was, you know, a little ironic or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, she apologized for it, said it was, you know, emotions and whatnot. But just the fact that, you know, of course, who she is and the status that she holds with who her husband is, you know, was a little much to be sitting there and saying that, you know, the league was rigged. So that's pretty much the basis of what happened.
Especially since your husband just led a team that just broke the Bulls' record for wins in one season. I don't know how that could be rigged for that. But, yeah. And they just rose the starter out. You know, me personally, I ain't really have a problem with people voicing their opinions, but I think Stephen A. Smith did say it the best. You know, you're a reflection of your man. I mean, it reflects on the team too because you're the husband of Steph Curry. I mean, wife of Steph Curry. So, you just gotta keep that in mind. Anybody else had anything to say about that, Mike? What's your take on this Aisha Curry thing?
I mean, I understand in a heated moment, she probably, she put it out some crazy stuff. Cause, like, if you look back when, in Game 6 of the Toronto-Miami Heat, Gabrielle Union tweeted out some crazy stuff. Like, she ain't say it was rigged, but she pretty much just cussed out, like, the refs on behalf of her husband and stuff like that. And, like, it got a little bit out of hand, but, you know, she wasn't calling out the league as if, like, Aisha was. So, I mean, I understand, like, wives get into the game just like, you know, a fan get into the game. So they speak their mind, but, you know, they just on a higher pedestal because, you know, of who their husbands are or what they were in their particular background. So, you know, I ain't going to get all, like, bent out of shape over it. Like, I was reading, like, Steph Curry was saying, like, you know, he's not distracted by it in Game 7, but he might have to turn the house Wi-Fi off so she can't get her tweets out. So, you know, I don't think it's as big of a deal as people trying to make it.
Really? I mean, listen, the whole bus thing, the wires bus being held, I mean, that do sound like some stuff that could happen, little gamesmanship, but that has nothing to do with the outcome of the game. The players play the game. Even the coach saying, you can't just put this game on one call, on a couple of calls. I personally do think that the last two Steph Curry fouls is touch fouls. So, I mean, that's my opinion on that. But I can't say that it was, you know, it affected the outcome of the game to the point where I'm saying the NBA is rigged. I really don't, you know, I'm a Los Angeles Lakers fan. So, you know, if it's rigged to that, you know it had to be rigged for some of our championships. So, I'm not a believer in that. Players play the game. I guess the ultimate point was she just out of line for this? And I think overall majority is yeah. I mean, you don't see LeBron. I think Stephen A. Smith brought up a point. If LeBron's wife had did this, if she would have came out and said some things to this nature, do y'all think that the fallout would have been greater? You know, because
oh, absolutely,
you know, she
I believe that the fallout would have been greater because, you know, I mean, who gets more scrutinized in the NBA right now, Steph Curry or LeBron James? So it would only be, you know, I ain't going to say right. That's definitely lack of a better word. But it would be just believable that, you know, that person's wife would get scrutinized more than the other person's wife at the same time. But, I mean, definitely just going along with just with all of that. I mean, I didn't get a chance to hear the whole interview because I do understand that she had tweeted a comment saying, you know, that why would Stephen A. Smith put two wives against each other or two women against each other. I don't know if that was in reference to, you know, him bringing up Savannah James or
he,
not.
He was like,
but,
he was talking about it. He was just like, he was being like overwhelmingly complimentary. I don't know. He was writing. I'm like, man, dang, you usually don't talk about her or say nothing. I mean, why are you choosing to do it now? I'm like, if it's, it really ain't helping the matter to really compare the two. But now that we're saying it, yeah.
I'd like to chime in on this if I can, being that I am Mr. 3-3 of himself. So,
go ahead.
Definitely. It's a huge difference when you're talking about Curry and LeBron and his wife and whatever the case may be, because they try to glorify the Currys as this, like, family. Oh, this is what we want the NBA to be type people. So if it would have been LeBron coming from where he come from, he's the most scrutinized player in sports, period. Not just basketball, in sports, period. If it would have been Savannah, oh, it would have been trouble. Oh, she from the hood. Oh, she don't know how to act. Oh, you don't know how to keep her quiet. Like, this stuff is crazy. I didn't even really get to see the whole Stephen A. Smith thing, but one thing I will say is that when it comes to LeBron, he has put himself in a position where he keeps his family, like, you know what I'm saying, kind of out of the media. Like, he had the situation with his mom and everything, but you see he addressed it, and he, you know what I'm saying, he made sure everything pushed away. When the last time you seen his mom? You don't see his mom. He kept his mom out of it, like it happened, boom, boom. But like the thing with Curry is like, yeah, they can say the whole little, like she was saying, like, oh, the bus thing happened, but, and I ain't trying to be racist, but like you probably not used to that. Where you from? Cleveland, they used to that. Like, what you mean racial profiling? Like, that's probably not something you used to, but that wasn't even that big of a deal. You had like somebody held you up at gunpoint or something. That's not they kept you on a bus. Like, what's the big deal? Okay, they kept you on a bus for a little bit longer. Like, that has nothing to do with it. Then to say that it was rigged. But if y'all would have swept the cash, you wouldn't have said it was rigged. Like, that's what I'm saying. How is it rigged? Like, if you would have swept the cash, you would have just kept it moving. You wouldn't have said a thing. You wouldn't have been like, oh, they just don't want LeBron to win a ring. You wouldn't have said that. You would have just been like, oh, we won another ring. So I don't understand how you can say it's rigged because they won two straight games. And on top of that, like, Curry's never fouled out or whatever. Don't you think it's a problem with that? Don't you think that's a problem, that he's never fouled out? So, I mean, I don't see how you can just say one thing is rigged but not the other.
Okay. That is understandable, and that's what I was talking about. I mean, if it's rigged, I would say, well, don't you think it was rigged for y'all to come back and beat Oklahoma City after y'all was down 3-1 and they was whooping y'all tail? Y'all didn't do nothing spectacularly new, but it wasn't like Oklahoma City stopped being good. We could say it was rigged from there. I see a couple of missed calls, no calls on drive, but, you know, it's neither here nor there. I think there's always going to be controversy in the games. It's really, I think, the point of, you know, how involved should a player's family be in their job.
Really, she needed to be quiet. She needed to stay in her place is what she needed to do. She just needed to stay in her place. She went outside her place. Like, her place to be up there cheering and stuff, and she got too vocal. That's why she deleted herself, because she knew she was wrong. If you do something and you don't feel like you're wrong, you're not going to delete it. You're not going to change it. Like Marshawn Lynch, his mom had the same thing. In football, like, his mom has said some stuff, and she deleted it. Like, you know when you're wrong, you delete it. Like, you know you're wrong. I heard that she had said something to Stephen A. Smith about, like, trying to compare the two. But don't try to come at Stephen A. Smith. He's just reporting on the facts. The fact is, you messed up. Own up to it. Say you made a mistake. Don't try to make excuses. Like, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to make excuses.
No, I definitely agree with that.
I agree, but I ain't gonna sit here and say stay in your place. I feel like that is a little bit strong. I feel like that is a little bit disrespectful to her to say stay in your place. Yeah, misogynistic to say right, to say stay in your place. I mean, I completely get where it's coming from though, because I mean, for her to say, you know, that it's rigged, that's way too, you know, that she crossed the line on that just because of her position and who she is and who she's married to. Now, had it been one of us who had probably said this, I don't know how many times in the past couple of seasons, just us talking against each other, we've said rigged at one point in time, and we probably didn't put it out there on social media that, oh, this is rigged, this rest is rigged, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, so in that aspect, you know, I'm not mad at her for thinking that at some point, but at the same time, because of the level that she's at and who her husband is and who her husband works for, she should have had a little bit more restraint, you know. And I even go as far as to say, like, my wife was even on Facebook, you know, putting statuses up about it, and somebody, like, questioned her about, you know, how she would have handled the situation. She would have said, like, oh, you know, I see my husband not getting his call tonight. You know, all right, see y'all game 7. Like, you know, something as simple as that, you know, and something as simple as that, it still may have caught a little bit of traction, but it definitely would have caught the traction that Ayesha Curry
is. Yeah,
not as fast.
When you say it's rigged, you making it seem like it's a whole union of people trying to make sure that y'all don't win, and that's a whole different situation. Like, you made a very good point when you said that. Like, what I was saying is stay in your place. I wasn't saying that, like, hey, woman, shut up and sit down. I was just saying more so, like, you know what I'm saying, this isn't your place to really say that it's rigged. You can just say, like, man, you know what I'm saying, it's crazy how we not getting fouls. Like, you be like, man, what is the refs watching the same game? Like, you can say anything, but don't say that the game is rigged, because that takes away from the integrity of the game.
She said, I will not be silent. Yeah, she did. What you got to say, Mike? You pretty quiet, man.
Huh?
Oh,
Paul. Nah, I just left that
I understand both sides of the story, you know what I mean? So, but sometimes you got to look at it like in a heat of the moment, just like, you know, people, like if it was you doing something, like if something, somebody said something in the heat of the moment, normally you'd be like, yeah, that's cool, but in the heat of a moment, you're going to go off on somebody because that's just how you feel at that present point in time. And of course, she took it down because, yeah, she was wrong, like Ryan was saying. But, I mean, Mr. 330, if that's what he's going by today. So I understand everything that everybody was saying, so I kind of agree. And then, but on the part about the Savannah part, I feel she put it up there. If they won and she put it up there, I felt like this would have been took into a whole different, like, a scenario. Like, oh, is the NBA rigged? But if she had lost and she put it up there angrily, then she will be getting the same scrutinization that Aisha's getting right now, in my point of view.
Somewhat. All right, I got another caller in here. I think this is my first calling back. 9234, your line is open. What's happening?
What's poppin'? Yeah, it's your little brother. I'm just calling in. You know, here, what y'all talking about? Here, y'all talking about the Aisha Curry tweet and something else I missed.
Yeah, real quick, man. Tell me what you think about, like, this real quick. Do you think that she was out of line? And what do you think about, like, players' families getting involved with, like, the game? I guess the involvement of the game, especially the final, this high stakes.
Well, first of all, to comment on her tweet, I didn't feel no type of way about it. Like, she just expressed how she felt. Like, it made it seem like she knew more than everybody else. She don't know more than everybody else. She was just saying, this NBA got to be rigged. This is his wife we're talking about. She got emotional, kind of smashed out. Like, and I'm pretty sure he's the one who told her, take that dumb shit down. You know, but I mean, when you really think about it, like the players, families or whatever, they fans too. They going to root for their brother, sister, son, wife or husband or whoever, you know what I mean, uncle, cousin, whoever it may be to them. They're always going to root for them and they're going to be on their side. Like, so them getting involved or saying this, that, and the third, and somebody's like, oh, well, LeBron James' mom said this, or Stephen Curry's wife said this. Like, at the end of the day, guess what? It doesn't matter because they're another fan. That's just like another fan saying, oh, yeah, the NBA is rigged because I watched this game today. It don't carry no more weight. It's just the media is going to report on it because, hey, that's his wife, that's such and such's cousin or whatever, and they feel like, oh, they must talk to them sometimes, so maybe this is how they feel. But in all actuality, you can't say that. You can't say that because, everybody got a girlfriend or a wife or something. Like, how often does your wife say something that you completely would not say, but you might agree. Mm-hmm. You might agree with it. But you would never say that.
Right,
and you over there
right
and telling,
say
right, you know, tell her, calm down. Or how many times your wife said something you completely disagreed with, and there's nothing you can do about it. Like, it's the same thing. Like, that's a grown woman, so it is what it is.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Word to Aisha Curry. Hope she get it together, man. I don't hope she win this, her husband win this game tonight. I am rooting for Cleveland. Let's go ahead. I'm an honorary Cavs fan tonight. One night only. I ain't coming to the parade, but I'm gonna take my fan pass and put me on one of those Adidas jerseys.
You ain't allowed
Mark
at the parade.
Jersey. I don't want to go to the parade.
You,
it's gonna be a sad.
You can
night.
Go. You can go to the Canton Charge parade. You can't come to the.
I will, cause they won their championship already. Y'all got
shout out my Duke boy Quinn Cook though, man.
Yeah, baller.
Rookie of the year.
I don't want to go personally. I don't want to go to any parade where Matthew Dellavedova is gonna be celebrating winning anything basketball related. So
well, I can
when they win. When they win tonight, I'm already declining my ticket. Speaking of Cleveland, it's Mr. Cleveland himself, the Black Superman, the city's very own superhero. One saving the city, one bottle at a time. What's happening?
Oh, okay. What's up? I just want to start off by saying that's a lovely intro, and I want to thank you and just tell you fuck you. That's first and foremost. Let you get that out the way. And then only thing I got to say, I was calling in just to say, you know what I'm saying, LeBron's going to drop this 50. Go Cavs. Go Cavs all the way. About to bring home this ring. Fuck all y'all niggas, and I'm out. Yeah.
Well, you see, he turned up already. Over and out. Well, we know where he's going to be after the celebration.
Next stop.
What'd you say?
What's up with this next topic, though?
That's what we rolling into, man. We tried to before this. We talking about final predictions, man. It's who we going to. I mean, I know everybody going for the Cavs tonight, but again.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, not necessarily.
Not everybody.
Not necessarily.
I know one person for sure that ain't going for the Cavs.
My man, Mike Holmes, Mr. Miami Knight himself.
Mr. Magic Mike.
Speaking of which, let's talk about this man, Chris Kennedy. I'll be strolling downtown. Where you at, homie? He getting this is like job abandonment. Anyway,
we will not mention any deadbeats names today.
He's selling T-shirts.
Out there.
That is terrible. All right, so we got it. It's game 7. The brawl for it all is going down in about 39 minutes. Tip off. They're at home. They're in Golden State in Oakland. I think Andrew Bogut's going to be available. I don't know how effective he's going to be down there. Wonder if he's going to even play because I don't think Teron Lue going to play Miles guy. But what's y'all predictions on it? What y'all calling a tight game, blowout, controversy, overtime? What's up? We start with you, Ryan.
It's going to be a tight game. It's definitely not going to be a blowout either way, but at the end of the day, the Cavs will win. LeBron will have at least 40-plus, like I caught it the last time. It's going to be a little bit more, I say, contributed from, like, the role players like JR and Shumpert, and I think you'll see more role players having a bigger game. But at the end of the day, the king will show why he is the king, and they will win game 7, and, you know, we're going to be there at the parade.
Are you
at the parade? You said what?
Are you going to be there?
Oh, yeah.
Mike, you next, man. Give me a game 7 prediction, man. Tell me honestly. What's up, man? What's going to happen tonight?
Honestly, I don't know what is going to happen, but I do expect LeBron James. I do expect LeBron James to show up to the game as the GOAT of the NBA. But I do also expect Steph Curry to show out, too. So I think it all going to come down to role players on each team. To determine the win.
Role players. My man John Say, man, tell me this. I call it, this is the unbiased fan, the unbiased cast fan. My man John Say,
right.
Tell me what's up, man. What's give me the prediction for tonight?
I hear the hating, Mike. So I hear Mike over the hating Mike in the background, like right. I hear you. No, but for real though, I think the Cavs do ultimately pull it out for tonight in the game. I do think it's gonna be a tight game. I really think it's gonna be a nail biter, for lack of a better word, going back and forth. I think Steph is definitely gonna come out and he's gonna try to light it up from the three. But I definitely think that the Cavs gonna step up, Kyrie gonna step up, Bron gonna step up, and that's really what it is, man.
Kyrie definitely needs to step up like he's been doing. I think if Kyrie show up tonight, they're going to win regardless. Chris,
what's
your prediction on this game 7?
My prediction? Oh, mm-hmm. Well, see, this is the guy who thought that Cleveland was going to get beheaded after game 4. So, right now, honestly, LeBron playing the way he's playing, like, Draymond Green upset this man. Like, he is playing and looking at everybody like, who's about to stop me and guard me? And given that Andre Iguodala is injured, there's nobody that can stop that LeBron factor right now. And all Kyrie got to do is show up. Kyrie don't even have to be amazing. All he got to do is show up and do his average. He scored, what, 23 points? He started off 5-9 last game and finished, like, 2-6 or 2-7 or something crazy. Like, and they didn't need him because LeBron was like, yeah, we're not losing this game. So, I mean, that's all you really need. And then you get one or two players to, you know, give you 12, 13 points, and you got a W for Cleveland for real. Because I think LeBron is definitely coming out to drop at no less than 35, if not 40, 45 points this last game. He doesn't want to be the next Jerry West. You know, it's only Jerry West is the only player to lose 5 finals. You know, I think he lost a total of like 6 or 7. But LeBron doesn't want to be in that arena, so he's gonna do everything in his power to make it happen. So if Kyrie show up, it's a wrap for the Warriors. And I think I'm a Kyrie fan, and I think he's about to show up tonight.
Yes, okay. Sir.
So I got Cleveland. Cleveland by 16, though. It's going to end up getting ugly.
16?
At the end.
Ooh, baby.
Oh, yeah, it's going to get ugly. At the end.
You know, they about to get laughed off their home floor like that.
Okay.
I feel like it's going to be like 10. I don't think it's going to come down to no last second shot or nothing like that, for real.
Uh-oh. Absolutely.
Oh, no, I don't either. I think it's going to be decided. I think it's going to be some desperation in the end. Maybe some controversy. The only thing I hope for is I hope that don't nobody embarrass themselves and, you know, say lose their key. Because I have to say, in this finals, there's no player. I know everybody can't say that, but there's no player I just ultimately don't want to win this championship ring besides Andrew Bogut, just because I think he's overrated. I mean, it's a lot of players, a lot of stories, like Sean Livingston, the Harrison Barnes, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, LeBron, Kyrie Irving, Tristan Thompson. I mean, even a lot of people hate on him, but Anderson Varejao, the most interesting man in the finals, who could potentially get a ring either way. You know, it's kind of one of those things where you're just happy to be watching the NBA, in my opinion, because my team ain't nowhere near it. So, you know, I'm kind of hoping for the hometown, you know, magic to happen. It would happen. Maybe I was the key. It would happen once I got out of Ohio.
Right. You was bad luck. You've been bad luck since Kent. So, I mean, that probably is. That probably is.
Pretty bad luck. That's fucked up.
No, I'm just fooling with you. But, no, that's not. It's going to be interesting. I'm already ready. You know what I'm saying? I've been ready this whole day. Like, I wish
you ready like you about to check in?
Mo Williams.
Oh man, Mo. Bowler.
All right. Moving on to the last part of the show. The last topic I had was really free agency in general, but to a greater degree, Derrick Rose is the hot man on the seat. He's been rumored to be in various trade talks. Obviously, the Bulls are at a point to where they have to choose him. I guess this is a Shaq Kobe thing where you got to choose one agent star, one star who's still the star, but he's definitely not keeping up with his old ways. That it doesn't justify maybe the money that they're paying him. See, that is Chicago's only MVP since Jordan. But apparently they've chosen Jimmy Butler over him. So he's been rumored to go to the Knicks. You got who was that? Somebody saying that they would be unstoppable together, him and Derrick Rose. The Bulls did trade for Spencer Dinwiddie. So they got there looking to bolster the backcourt, you know, with the guard. Jeremy Lin has been rumored to go to Chicago, too. That would be a bad thing for the Bulls. So it looks like mostly the Bulls are ready to move on. That's how you know it's that bad, because they're trying to replace him with Jeremy Lin. That's terrible. What do y'all think about Derrick Rose? Do y'all think he should leave Chicago? Do you think that's a good place for him to stay? Or, you know, New York the place to start with Teddy, since he's talking about going to play with your homeboy Melo?
Melo, but... Look, I don't think Derrick Rose going anywhere at this point really is a good idea. I mean, dude ain't really performed, pause, at a great level at since, you know, I can't even remember. I think it was in at least 3-4 years since he played a full season. I mean, healthy, he's a beast. He's somebody to be reckoned with on the court. He's a slightly, you know, less aggressive, worse of Westbrook, in my opinion. But because of his health issues, man, I don't think he really is worth it. I mean, he really ain't held up to his end of the bargain, so to speak, since he got that last contract that he got because he's been injured year in and year out. So, I mean, them trying to offload him and you know, get him, you know, going somewhere else and get something for him, I mean, I don't blame Chicago at all, but the Knicks really being interested in them, I think that's just a recipe for disaster, for real. Man, they ain't doing good with what they got, so you're going to go get somebody who potentially may not even really play a full season. I mean, you really going to be back to your old plan and out some money if you go ahead and do that. So I don't think him going anywhere is really, you know, going to do any good.
Okay. That's, I mean, yeah. I think he should stay. You got even Jimmy Butler backing him up, you know, the current starter, one that they want to go to. Derrick Rose can be unstoppable. So
chime in.
See what.
Tag
your mind is open, right?
Tag your. Yeah. I just want
come
to
on,
say,
right?
In these multiple reports that I don't know where the hell this shit is coming from, but I've seen the most outrageous reports where people are trying to trade their top 5, top 6 picks for Derrick Rose. Like, I just don't understand it. Like, this dude hasn't produced in years, multiple years. Like, he had that year, you know what I'm saying, he was the MVP. But, like, you can't live off the past. The NBA is more so about the present. And for them even with the Jimmy Butler situation, like, they was talking about Jimmy Butler to the Timberwolves for their top pick and Andrew Wiggins. Why would you trade Andrew Wiggins in the top 5 pick for Jimmy Butler? Jimmy Butler made, what, like, 1 All-Star game? Like, why would you do that? Like,
what?
That don't make sense.
Talk about that man, Jimmy Butler.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That makes no sense. And the same thing with Derrick Rose. It's like, I mean, Derrick Rose, he do a lot in the community, a good dude, but he's not healthy. Like, you gotta have somebody out there that's gonna lead you somewhere. If he go to the Knicks, they might as well just drafted somebody. Like, you go get the same production. They go probably play the same amount of games. You draft a second round person. You can bring up Quinn Cook, and you gonna bring the same amount of production. They tripping if they trade for this man. Period.
Is Derrick Rose worth trading any picks for? Can he still do some? Personally, man, I think he, you know, it's kind of overblown. Obviously, he ain't going to probably be MVP anymore, but I do think he can help a team. What's your opinion, Mike? Is it worth it?
No. I think he's just about as washed up as Carmelo. So if he does go to the team, I could see both of them being injured by the December of the season. So it would be pretty much his Porzingis team in the first place. So I do see Derrick Rose could penetrate and kick it out to Porzingis' pause and all pause on that statement. But I do see him being able to make that kind of play, sort of like transferring to like a off-brand version of the Cavs, if that's what they could shoot for. I mean, it could, as far as like him being on the team for the Knicks, I could see where it could work, but at the end of the day, I don't think he's healthy enough to make a trade for him at all with that caliber of picks.
At all.
Oh, my God. Okay, Chris, man, come on, sign in, man. Tell me what you think about Derrick Rose. I know you got a lot to say. It's kind of complicated with him, but do you think my man still got it enough to help a team out? Can he at least get to an all-star level?
I don't know if he'll make it to an all-star game, but he's definitely a productive point guard position. When you look at the position the Knicks are as far as a point guard, Jose Calderon, that's a really decent offensive player, but like their options are very limited. There ain't no great point guard coming out in the draft, and they really need a point guard. And it's a league where it's like 20 point guards for real that can really do it, like can dog you. Derrick Rose is a good defensive player, even with all the injuries and everything. And what really the struggle has been, like, him being aggressive and being timid on the injuries, but he's been in Chicago. Like, Chicago is not – it's not the last couple of years haven't gone well for him, so it might be needed to trade, change the scenery. But if I was the Knicks, personally, I'm not trading the top five pick, a top six pick for any man that has damaged knees or ankles. I wouldn't care if it was Kobe, if it was Mike, if it was LeBron. If you're talking about multiple knee and ankle injuries and I got a top six pick, there's no way I trade that for unless the draft is uber weak. You know what I mean? Like, unless it's like, oh, it's only two players in the draft. But it's like, it's a good, solid 10 players deep. So,
no.
There's no way I would trade for Derrick Rose and them knees. But, I mean, I understand why the Knicks would entertain the thought at least. Because him, Melo, and Porzingis, because Porzingis balled out last year for real. I mean, he looked a little frail and weak at times. But for the most part, he balled out. He's been in today's NBA. So, I don't know.
There's a rumor out there that Philadelphia 76ers is trying to dangle Paul's. They're rumored to be offering Okafor for him.
Hold on, Okafor for who?
For Derrick Rose.
The Bulls will be a damn fool if they don't make that trade.
The Sixers' quest to trade Okafor for another top five pick will likely end in failure. And the Sixers both still believe that they're the most valuable asset that they have.
See, the thing is with that Okafor trade, Okafor is one of the – he's a skilled big man. The thing is with the Sixers, first of all, they don't know how to use their personnel. Second of all, they trying to put people together for Nerlens Noel and old dude that came from Kansas, Embiid. They trying to say that they work better together than Okafor. So with
Noel
Okafor,
and Embiid, well,
if you look at Okafor, he was putting up numbers. Okafor was putting up numbers. So if they willing to trade Okafor for
a bad team, I see that just like Kevin Love balling out for them a couple years.
No.
It's completely different.
It's a completely different situation. That's a completely different situation. Okafor, what he was doing was blocks. That don't matter what team you want. His offensive skill level is way higher. That doesn't matter. That's gonna be wherever you go.
What team is winning basketball with offensively skilled big men like that? Who's doing that nowadays? Name a team.
But my thing is that it's not about like, all right, he can be an asset to somebody. Like, I'm not saying he gonna be they number one option, but that's one hell of a post option. You gotta have a post player. Like, even with the Warriors, you gotta have a post presence. Period.
I ain't saying not good, but to be honest, what the Sixers is trying to do is trying to keep up with the rest of the NBA, and the NBA has an athletic big man now.
But look, But the Sixers make no sense. So you go get rid of Okafor, then you want to put in Embiid, who off of injuries, he got a bad back, he got a bad knee, and he not athletic as Okafor. That don't make no sense. That's why I said they don't know what they're doing with their organization.
Well, I don't think they know.
They pretty much want to make Noel the
start
player.
He did have a lot of trouble with his weight.
And they traded Michael Carter Williams after he won a Rookie of the Year. Like, come on, they don't know what they're doing.
Right.
They don't know what they're doing.
They need some shooters. They don't know what they're doing. I agree with you that. I'm not arguing that. I will say that, you know, having Joel Embiid and Nerlens Noel is better than just having Okafor clogging up the middle because, I mean, what are you really trying to do? What are you trying to build? Are you trying to build the team around Okafor? Is that going to win you basketball games?
Embiid ain't shot a jumper in 3 years.
No. No. But he won't have to shoot jumpers. That's the point. Chris,
he ain't shot a basketball in
here.
Okafor for a top five pick. First of all, Sixers are stupid.
I'm saying Okafor for they're saying Okafor for Derrick Rose.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If I was the Bulls, I would take that.
I mean, yeah, you're going to take that if you're the Bulls. But, I mean, the Sixers are stupid to even think about Dylan Okafor after the year he just had.
He was killing.
Yeah, right. And Joel Embiid hasn't even played. But I would be looking to move Joel Embiid, not Okafor.
Chris, your background is crazy, man. You gotta turn that down somewhere. I agree though with y'all that Joel Embiid is not as good as Okafor. I'm not trying to put that out there. I was just saying specifically that Joel Embiid is not trade worthy. Okafor is their only trade chip, and since they're not winning,
obviously you can't trade
year,
a nigga that ain't played in 3 years.
you gotta
bring up this nigga's high school films to try to trade him. All
right.
But I mean, you could build something around Okafor. Like, there's only really one other actually skilled big man. Like, is there's DeMarcus Cousins and Jahlil Okafor. Who else is there? Like, actual skilled big men.
Anthony Davis.
He's a stretch four. He's like the greatest. He's going to be like the greatest stretch four of all time. Carl Anthony Towns. We can make that argument. But I wouldn't even, like, he's a shooter.
He's not just a shooter. Carl Anthony Towns does it all, though, for real. And then DeMarcus Cousins even got a little bit of a jump shot. I mean,
Okafor is
the slowest out of all of those. He's had the weight trouble. He is what Zebo was when he first came in. He's slightly taller than Zebo. You know, just out of shape and not taking.
He's a seven footer. Look, he's 7 foot,
yeah,
and you cannot teach that.
You just can't teach
7 foot. And he's skilled.
At
the end of the day, he's always going to have a place in the NBA. It doesn't matter which way the game goes, because you can always throw him down in the block and surround him with four shooters like Orlando did. And they made it to a finals. And Dwight ain't have no post moves for real. Like, you see that. Dwight has no post moves. Imagine if Dwight had post moves, they might have been able to win more than one game against the Lakers. But he ain't had no real work down there.
And tell you real quick, you think Derrick Rose is worth anybody trading? You think the Sixers, what you think about the Sixers trying to trade him for him?
I don't think it's worth it. I agree with what Ryan said, man. That Sixers don't know what they're doing, man. They really don't, man. They just disgust me.
They talking about trading D'Angelo Russell for Derrick Rose. Oh, my God. My organization would not be that stupid for it.
I think they're close to being that stupid, but.
You say that again.
I think in a while.
Hold on.
Mike, say that again. What'd you say?
Well, who, me?
I was going to say,
I hope we don't trade D'Angelo Russell for no Derrick Rose, old broke down ass knees. We need an impact player.
I think Eric Bledsoe, let's talk some more trades. I think Eric Bledsoe got traded, is rumored to be traded to the Sixers or Kings. And I think the Phoenix Suns.
Ooh, I like that
draft.
Kings.
What's
I like
name?
That
Chris,
Kings move.
To the Kings. But the Kings still got Rajon Rondo. I think they're playing
so Rondo's a bum. Like, at
Rondo
this point, like,
bum.
I can say that. Rondo's a bum at this point.
Last year. You know,
okay, that's fine. You led the league
right.
in assists, but you only average 13 points
a
game. You shoot 61% from the free throw line.
He's trash at the free throw. The thing with Rondo is he got to play with other good players. He can't just be out there on a team where he ain't got – he got to be on, like, a team that's already established. He can't lead a team no more. That old Celtics thing that he was doing, he don't got that.
He wasn't leading.
And then even with the Celtics, he wasn't really doing the leading. But at the end of the day, like, he got to be on a team that's established. He you can't count on a dude. You can't count on somebody that they don't respect your jump shot. Like, you at the free throw line and they backing off of you. They want you to shoot. Like, what kind of stuff is that? Like, he got the Eric Snow treatment. Like, you can't.
Hey, don't come in my man Eric Snow now.
I mean, I know you're a Ken legend and all, but damn.
But for real, oh, we got some more trade rumors. Atlanta Hawks had their duo at point guard, Dennis Schroeder and Jeff Teague. One of them is looking like they might have to go. They both have.
First of all, before you trade anybody to Atlanta, you got to ask them is they gay. So you got to pass all those sensors first of all. Before you trade anybody to Atlanta, you got to ask if they gay, and then you got to continue on from there. So I'm not trying to hear no Atlanta trade rumors right now.
They just said they're going to ask if he's gay.
Right. Exactly. Wow. Wow.
Well, wow. Anyway, beyond that, Schroeder is touted as being younger, potentially more dynamic. And T is set to hit the market as an unrestricted free agent. So the Atlanta Hawks may be trying to move on. This might be what they need to try to lure, have enough cap space to lure another free agent. By the way, this NBA salary cap, which was a big deal a couple of years ago in 2012 when they had the lockout, the shortened season, which I'm sure everybody forget was only 66 games, collective bargaining agreement. And it was set to reach a new high for each team's payroll to be set at $70 million. Now it's jumped to about $96 million. That's about $26 million more. That's a whole contract. That's somebody they're saying, hey, you want $26 million a year to play for this, $26 million to play for us this year? That's Kevin Durant on top of somebody else's team right now. So this is a big deal.
So quick question,
really,
what y'all think Durant go do?
I don't know.
He going to L.A., baby.
He's
going to Miami.
Oh, wow.
It had to be dumb for him to go to Miami for that old-ass team. Joe Johnson, like 40. D-Wade, like 40. Luau Deng, like 40. Goran Dragic, the only one that's young, and he don't play no defense. Watch out. He's not going to Miami, B. He would have more of a chance to go to New York than Miami.
Man,
think he's going to the Lakers, really.
No, he ain't going to the Lakers either. I just said I hope he goes to the Lakers. For real, if I was Kevin Durant, I would probably go to the Spurs. Like, do you understand how dumb that team would be? Do you understand how dumb that team would be?
Never will he go to the Spurs. I don't think he's
Why
going
not?
Away.
No, you cannot say that. Hey, man, what do you think about Kevin Durant? Where are you going?
That power forward and LaMarcus Aldridge? Like, what?
Man, don't tell me nothing about no Spurs. Tay, man, where do you think Kevin Durant going?
Man,
I really
can't call where he going, man. If anything, I think he's going to end up just staying, man. I don't think
he's
going to go ahead and bolt out. I think he's going to stay.
They say his best option would be to do 2 years with 1 year to opt out to see what Westbrook gonna do.
Yeah, because that's a big thing now for real. Signing them 1 year deals, getting some
speaking
paper
of 1 year deal. Let me interject that. Your homeboy LeBron James. Let's talk about this.
He won a ring.
The game about to start. Let's talk about that. 12 minutes till game.
LeBron not going nowhere. If he wins the ring, he's gone.
Let me say this. If he loses this series, no question in my mind, he stays in Cleveland. It's too much for him to leave now. Now is the time for him.
Man,
loses, sure,
you got to
start
that
pulling his weight
for next week, man.
Who likes this one?
You got to say that for next week.
He's sending you bad mojo, man.
Yeah, you got to say that for next week because, man, we've been struggling on the topics, nigga. We was about to do Orange is the New Black this week. We got to say it. We ain't struggling.
We never out of.
We was about to do Orange is the New Black.
Oh, man. So is LeBron going to be in the New Black? Is he going back to South Beach? Is he going to test New York to win one in the Big Apple? Coming to L.A.?
You know, I just want to throw it out there that if Harrison Barnes goes 0-8 again, I rechange everything we talked about 6 weeks ago about his contract. They should get rid of him because he's turning into Kevin Love under heated situations.
Wow.
God, wow. I just throw that out there.
I don't know about that Kevin Love under heated situations,
Listen, winning the championship in Cleveland is like winning three titles. He's basically about to win one for the football, baseball, and basketball team.
Technically,
we're going to
hockey tonight,
won,
so,
but,
you know.
Who watches hockey anymore? I mean,
hey, the Monsters got a championship in Cleveland.
Exactly.
So you always got that to fall back on.
Wow. Such a face.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Anyway, so, I mean, I think he leaves. I think the pressure is too much. I think they're doing too much therapy. I think the whole city breathes a sigh of relief. It's going to feel different. I don't know if y'all understand. I ain't from there. So all I know is from the outside looking. I finally watched Believe Land. And like I said, like in the chat, like, no, real shit. I really teared up. I'm like, man, this is serious shit. I couldn't imagine being there. I couldn't imagine being from there and actually cheering, having a team to cheer for. And, you know, since stuff like that was happening, it really put things in perspective. You know, how they view LeBron James, you know, before he even jumped in a uniform. You know, all of that was expected of him. And to be honest, even though he left and came back, he really embraced it. He put the whole team on his shoulder. He came back despite the owner, despite all the hate for him going out. And he's, you know, not for the money. He's doing it for the glory career. So none of the respect for him. But I want him to win this championship and get ghosts. Get out of that. It's not even the city.
Yeah,
I mean,
as long as he wins, I'd never be mad if he leaves.
It's the organization. I don't think the organization is right. You know, I don't think that it's good for the rest of his career. I think he should continue to do what he do his one contract. Matter of fact, make it the LeBron tour. Go see how many championships you can win on however many different teams. Jordan, they never do that.
I don't think he would
Neither
do that.
Did Kobe.
I think if he was to win, I just think he would go to like a bigger market. Like I could see him in like L.A. Not the Lakers though. Fuck them.
Yeah,
he's
going to the Lakers. We gonna trade for Chris Paul and Melo.
I could see him with the Clippers out there, and they make some moves. So like,
you really
I could
think
see,
that he
I could definitely
go to the
see
Clippers?
Him, I could
Come on,
see
man.
Him with a
he's not going
market.
To the Clippers. If he's going to L.A., he's not going to the Clippers. Please stop it.
He definitely said when they brought it up about him playing with Chris Paul and Carmelo.
Hey, wait a minute now. Wait a minute now. Listen. Listen, he want to play. Let me hear what the Lakers say.
Dude, you're a Portland
trailblazer. Let me hear this. Time out. Let me hear this. What is this?
Chug, you not a Lakers fan no more.
Why ain't I? I'm closer to him now.
You told us you was a Kobe fan.
Well, I didn't. I mean, I am a Kobe fan. I'm a Kobe fan because he played for the Lakers.
I mean, that's what you said. I mean, that's what you
yeah,
told
wait a him. Minute. Wait a minute.
Sorry,
I'm
no.
confused.
I'm going to let my brother
Okay,
expand.
Baby, I don't
it's
know
playing,
the game because I was confused. Been. He told me, he said, I'm not a Lakers, I'm a Kobe fan. That was his word, so I'm just going off
no,
of what I was told.
No, I said I'm going to
dispute that because that's my brother. And, like, I'm pretty sure we both Lakers fans. Kobe is I'm a fan of Kobe because he on the Lakers, not the other way around. Period.
No, but that's what I'm saying. He said he was a Lakers fan because of Kobe. So he said, I'm going to go where Kobe go. He said, Kobe ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere. So I'm just assuming like when Kobe
leaves. Kobe ain't went nowhere. He just retired. He retired the Lakers.
So
ain't nobody going nowhere.
So, you still Lakers? Like, you still with the Lakers?
Listen, I'm here in Portland right now, so I'm a cheer for my hometown.
I just wanted to get that out there.
I never said that I was never a Lakers fan.
I just want to get that out there.
I remember
for
a week ago you were talking about C.J. McCollum's your new favorite player, but
he is, man. He's my new favorite player right now. I wish we could get him in L.A.
That's what he told us. But you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna retract your statement, but that's what you said. But if you say you're a Lakers fan, that's cool. Y'all about to get my Duke boy anyway, so that's good.
I don't know. They was working out Buddy Hield too. I don't think they need another guard.
Hey, if y'all get Buddy Hield, y'all be a goddamn fool.
Said that same. Why do you think so?
No.
You said what? That was Ryan. If you get Buddy Hield, y'all a goddamn. Y'all pass up
Why?
Brandon Ingram for Buddy Hield, y'all a goddamn fool.
You definitely think Brandon Ingram's upside is better than Buddy Hield? I kind of would agree.
Buddy Hield don't do nothing. Buddy Hield don't do nothing but shoot. He can't play defense. He don't do nothing but shoot. If his jumper off, he whack. He just a regular nigga out there on the court.
Oh,
James Harden.
His jumper not on like Curry's or nothing like where you know for sure every night his jumper go be on.
So you saying Brandon Ingram more of an all around player?
Brandon Ingram is the best player in the draft. Period.
What if the Sixers go get Brandon Ingram
instead
of Simmons?
You said what?
Shooting is a skill that you develop.
Hold on, Chris.
It's a skill that you can develop, but if you ain't developed it now, what
makes Dwight Howard
develop it later?
Oh my gosh, shut up, Mike.
I've never seen a person in my life, like honestly, I've never seen a shooter that somebody that just can't shoot, and then he got to the league and then he can shoot.
LeBron James.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
LeBron could not shoot.
And he failed to 40%.
He got his 3-point percentage up to 40%.
The thing is,
That's deceiving.
That's deceiving. If you don't take that many shots and you hit more than you make, then your percentage going to look high. It's deceiving.
Because right now, I was just looking at these stats the other day. Dwayne Wade is fourth in Miami Heat history with 3-pointers made. Number five is LeBron James. And LeBron James only played 4 years with the team. Dwayne Wade played 13 years with the team. And LeBron is only like 50, like less than 100 threes behind Dwayne Wade. But Dwayne Wade shoot as many threes. He shot more threes playing with LeBron James than he ever had in the rest of his Miami Heat career.
Right.
I don't know what's convoluted. We got 2 minutes and 30 seconds left live, y'all.
Hold on,
being with me. So, my last and final thoughts, man, on the NBA Finals, man. It's been a long season.
The Cavs.
It was marred, period.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long season. It's climaxing right now. This is going to be the last day of the show. We're losing draw. It's over. You know, Kobe retired. The Warriors working the record of 7-3 wins. So the Bulls, a lot of things happening. The Cavs is looking like they're trying to make the last piece of history and win tonight and get one for Cleveland. So, I don't know. I don't think it's rigged. I think this is one of the best NBA finals I've seen in a while. One of the most dramatic, at least.
No, I mean, this ain't better than that Miami and the Spurs. That was a classic.
Right.
Yeah.
Which one are you talking about? The one where
Ray Allen hit that shot?
Yeah, that was crazy, bro. I remember where I was at.
This
was
is not a classic?
Like,
41 points back to back is not a classic?
I'm not saying it's not a classic. I'm just saying it's not better than that final.
Ain't that what you want?
That final was crazy, bro.
This
Spurs is about to win, bro.
That's about that finals
after they lost game
People
6, you knew
is.
What was about to happen in game 7, bro.
Everybody
was going to lose.
We didn't, bro. A couple seconds left, but Spurs had to wrap it up. They had to win game six
because they was old.
It really wasn't, bro. It came down to the last points by Ray Allen. Ray Allen don't hit that fall away three. The Spurs won that championship. So
exactly.
It came down to game six. It really came.
But game seven, going into game seven, you knew what was about to happen. LeBron versus D-Wade versus the Spurs. I had no doubts. Like, mm-hmm. I knew that y'all didn't win game six, and now y'all going to Miami game green. It's bad.
It's game time, baby. It's game time, baby.
Yo,
put on for my Akron boys.
Yo,
go
back to Golden State.
Shout out to
C1.
Yo.
Go Cleveland. Go LeBron.
Get
this done. Yep.
Yeah.
It's all over but the whining, so let's get it started.
Yep. Go Draymond.
Wow. Yeah, is this another 15 minutes?